From Winslow driving south, the first cabin court was called the Westerner Motel, and then the next one was called Green Shadows. There was one called Airview, and several of the buildings from Airview are still standing, and it's a private home nowadays. And then the next one south was Skyview.
That's Glenn Jorgensen, the owner of Skyview Lodge. Skyview is the last remaining cabin court motel still in operation along U.S. Highway 71 between Winslow and Mountainburg. Jorgensen says in the early days of automobiles, cabin courts sprang up all along this stretch of 71. He says tourists would often vacation at Devil's Den or Lake Fort Smith and stay at one of the many cabin courts. Today, most of the cabin courts have been torn down or turned into private residences. Skyview Lodge, however, still attracts tourists who come to sit on the porches of the cabins and take in the scenery of the Boston Mountains. Jorgensen says Skyview has been in operation for over 75 years.
Skyview's been here since at least 1933. We think 1932, but we know for sure it was an operating business by June of 1933. And the original owners were Mr. and Mrs. J.T. Jones. And they sold Skyview to a woman by the name of Lyda Black.
Widow Lyda Black and her sisters operated the lodge from 1934 until 1940, when she sold it to Mr. and Mrs. E.M. Winters. Jorgensen says the Winters made some changes to Skyview.
Mr. Winters was the one that built the dining room onto Skyview, onto the main building. They left the foundations and raised the buildings that were on them, and then rebuilt the frame buildings onto the foundations that we have. One cabin down here, number six, still has partial log walls, and they're covered on the inside by tongue and groove paneling and on the outside by the rock work. And then cabin four, the one we can see out the dining room window here, if you look at the little jog in the siding, from there to towards the road, there are logs in the walls of that one as well. And then there are a couple of remaining log walls in the front part of the main lodge as well.
In 1947, the Winters briefly leased Skyview to Mr. and Mrs. C.C. Stinson. In 1948, they sold the lodge, which then changed hands 13 times throughout the 1950s. Jorgensen says many of these owners owned Skyview for less than a year.
I did talk to a lady one time who was a pink lady at the hospital, an older woman who was a volunteer, and she and her husband had owned Skyview for a very short time in the winter, and then traded Skyview without having operated it at all, traded Skyview for a farm over in Oklahoma.
Jorgensen says in the 1950s, a 10 to 15 foot climbing tower was built on the roof of the lodge to allow for a better view of the surrounding mountains. In 1962, Colonel and Lillian Butov bought Skyview, and Colonel Butov dismantled the climbing tower because it was unsafe. The Butovs would go on to become Skyview's longest owners. Jorgensen says while operating Skyview, Colonel Butov became a well-respected individual in the surrounding community.
Colonel's motto was kind of, "I will sit by the side of the road and be a friend of man." And he was well known in the community. He was instrumental in helping to bring the rural water to Winslow. He was on the board that helped develop the, from what I understand, that helped develop the rural water system that draws water off Lake Fort Smith.
During the Butovs' tenure at Skyview, guests experienced more than just the view of the mountains.
They raised giant rabbits, and they raised Norwegian wolfhounds. Down behind the big building down here, there used to be a little tiny barn, and it said puppy school on it. They raised different varieties of dogs from time to time, and Colonel Butov was well known for a number of years for keeping peacocks. The people who stayed here in the 60s and 70s and come back and visit us ask if there are still peacocks around.
The Butovs owned Skyview until 1985, when the lodge was sold to the Childs brothers, two truckers from Alaska. The Childs brothers owned Skyview for several years until it was taken back over by the Butovs estate. Then, in 1994, current owners Glenn and Janice Jorgensen purchased the lodge. Lodge. Jorgensen says when Interstate 540 opened in 1998, business at Skyview started to pick up.
Our gross income increased 25% the first year the interstate was open. A big part of it had to do with the internet. We had our first website published in about 3 months before the interstate opened. It had a very positive impact on us because it's a little hard. It's very difficult to run a resort or, you know, a vacation type property sitting on the side of the road where 12,000 vehicles a day are going by.
Skyview has had its share of interesting guests over the years, but Jorgensen says their most memorable guest would have to be
the Australian that ran over the pig in the middle of the night. This fella who'd gone to the university but moved to Australia years ago and come back to visit some friends, and he was having a long weekend with some friends, and they were driving up 71 in the middle of the night at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, following a Tyson pork truck, and ran over a live pig. And it broke one of the pulleys on the engine, and so the engine was overheating. And they needed a place to stay. And by the way, could we possibly call the state patrol so they could come and shoot the pig that was injured? We got them settled. And then at breakfast the next morning, the tow truck driver for the rental car company came. And he was up underneath the front of the car, hooking up the tow cable so he could tow it up onto the rollback. And he reaches up under there and he says, "By golly, you did run over a pig. Here's the ear."
For more information on Skyview Lodge, visit skyviewcabins.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.